Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. What can I get for you?
I'll take a late night series of break-ins with a knife attack and strangulation, please.
Pull up to the second window and we'll see you next crime.
Welcome to True Crime to Go. I am John, here with Jamie, as always. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well because nobody attacked me in the middle of the night at my house. Last night, at least.
We try to go super light on these cases at times, but today we have a very special episode because this one hits really close to home.
We didn't learn about this from the newspaper, from the TikTok, from the internet. We learned about this from somebody who was there when it happened.
Yeah, and I didn't realize until much later, like, what else went down around this scenario. So do we want to start right off the bat with playing the audio from the doorbell camera at our friend's house, or do you want to lead into it?
Let's set the scene here. This is late December 2025 when a friend of ours had a knock at his door.
Hey. Please help. I need help, man. Hey, I need help. Please.
Yeah, again, this was in the middle of the night, late December. I mean, Jamie, I can't imagine how I would respond to that. Well, I can imagine it, but I don't want to. But I would, right. I would retrieve protection, and I would certainly not open the door, but I would be ready in case they tried to open the door.
It's horrifying to think about that happening, and somebody's begging for help. So, I mean, I think most people are good people, and if somebody needs help, you want to help them. But this certainly wasn't, as you can tell from the tone, this didn't pass the smell test of somebody looking for help.
Yeah, he was allegedly knocking on several doors and asking for help, and at this time of night, you could imagine most people aren't going to open the door for this guy. But according to police, a 35-year-old named Dion Hale would walk up to doors, and then finally, after, I guess, getting tired of no one answering, he forcibly entered a home on Liberty Road. Now, to be clear, this was not my friend's home that he forcibly entered, but it was his neighbor's. And he wasn't there just to talk. Investigators say that Hale broke through the front door, and he was armed with a knife.
Inside the home, when officers got there, he was in the middle of attacking the people in the home. He reportedly attacked one resident, attempting to strangle him while trying to stab him multiple times with the knife that he was carrying when he came in. And it wasn't just a burglary. This guy was aggressive. He was looking for somebody to hurt, it seems. He was going house to house with a weapon, and at least so far, we don't know what provoked him to do this.
Yeah, absolutely. When police did arrive, they attempted to take him into custody, and of course, this guy resisted arrest. I mean, I could look at this guy and just tell you he's not going down without a fight. And allegedly, he kicked an officer in the chest while they were trying to arrest him. Officers finally subdued and arrested Hale at the scene, but this could have been so much worse if it would have taken police longer to get there. It's untelling how this would have turned out for that neighbor. And I'm just so thankful that my friend, of course, I would never question whether or not he would even open the door, but I'm just thankful that he chose to pass up our friend's house and go somewhere else.
Yeah. And if he goes in any other house, this could have ended very differently. There may have been different weapons involved and that kind of thing. He has a lot of charges: first-degree burglary for breaking into somebody's home without permission, assault, strangulation, criminal mischief, and assaulting a police officer. And again, this is escalation from just breaking into a house. He's currently still waiting arraignment, where they're going to present the charges, and I assume they're going to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law. think about these people of how their house he did get into. For somebody to break in, threaten you with a knife, and physically attack you, it's tough to feel safe after that. It's very traumatizing.
I would have a hard time sleeping for a while after that happened, and I wonder if this is not the end of the saga for our neighbor. I wonder if he will be subpoenaed because of his doorbell camera to show that that man was in the area that night. While it may not show him physically entering the neighbor's house, it will at least give jurors, if ever needed, the opportunity to know that he was in fact right next door minutes before the burglary or attack happened.
Yeah, and I imagine everybody on that street with a camera on their front porch, which I think is most people at this point, would have some footage. And if the same guy shows up at everybody's door and he claims not to be the person that broke in, that's going to be really hard for him to believe and to pull off a defense. So again, Dion Hale on Liberty Road in Lexington, going door to door until he found a house to break into. Again, thankful that nobody was more severely injured, but it's certainly traumatic. And this is, like we said, this is one we found out about through our friend who was a part of it in some ways. And he shared that video with us. And we're appreciative that he did that, but really hope it is over for people. They've been able to give for the people that have been able to give their statements and their footage and to move forward. And that's, I don't know, that's a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for checking in with us each and every week. We really appreciate it.
Yep. This has been another crime story in 10 minutes or less.
Would you like crime with that?
You've listened to True Crime Cast, distributed by Stoveleg Media. Check out Stoveleg.com to find out more about your hosts and to find other podcasts to listen to. Stoveleg Media, igniting conversation.